There also have been studies looking at using aromatase inhibitors in women who are on tamoxifen, switching them after 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen, and other studies looking at using an aromatase inhibitor after 5 years of tamoxifen. Can you talk about that and how that sort of translates into practice?
I'm aware of 5 studies where women who have been about halfway through their planned 5 years of tamoxifen were switched over to complete the 5 years of therapy with an aromatase inhibitor. Now, the nice thing about these studies is that they're all showing a substantial benefit in efficacy. That's disease-free survival is improved in all of the studies. There's even a hint that overall survival might be improved in an analysis of 3 of the studies that are combined, and also 1 of the studies with exemestane, IES, is trending towards an improvement in survival. So clearly, it's something that is an effective treatment. Certainly for a woman who's been in your practice and had already started tamoxifen a few years ago and comes in for a follow-up visit, I think it's now to the point where healthcare providers should be talking to women about the option of switching off of tamoxifen onto an aromatase inhibitor.
What about the selection of the 3 AIs? How do oncologists approach choice of them? They're not identical. They are very, very similar, but in different situations. How do you approach it?
Well, it's an interesting time for everyone involved in the breast cancer field because we have 3 good drugs. At present, we don't have good comparative data, so no one has actually done a trial comparing anastrozole to letrozole or letrozole to exemestane or the other possible combinations. And we don't quite yet know whether the best strategy is to start up front or to switch. So at the end of the day, the best data we could possibly imagine, the randomized comparative trials, aren't available. So everyone's looking at what's out there in terms of the reported literature and making their best guess. Now, in my own personal practice, what I like to see with a trial is that we're using a drug where it's been tested for a fairly long time and that we're comfortable with the safety, and that we use drugs where they've been tested. So for upfront aromatase inhibitors, the only data we have is with anastrozole and with letrozole. And those 2 trials are looking both very good. The safety profile of the letrozole trial is just a bit worrying, although perhaps the efficacy signal was slightly stronger. My own preference, because of the long-term follow-up on the ATAC trial, would be to use anastrozole up front. Now, when a woman is halfway through, we have some pretty good data that switching to either exemestane or adjuvant anastrozole is a very good idea. And I quite like the exemestane switch study. It was a nicely designed, large, randomized trial with good outcomes and already a trend towards improved overall survival. So I tend to switch, if people have been on tamoxifen for a couple of years, to exemestane because I believe at present that's probably where the best data is. Now, after 5 years of tamoxifen, we have a trial of letrozole that shows that giving another 5 years of letrozole after 5 years of tamoxifen is improving outcomes in terms of disease-free survival. So for those women, because the best data is with letrozole, and there's only a very small anastrozole trial in that setting, I prefer to use letrozole simply because that's the drug that's been studied the best in that setting.